What's my role? Detailed description. Facing the central video wall, turn left, proceed a few feet, then turn left again and approach the eastern wall. There is a stone column about 5 feet away from the wall. If you are standing beside the column, the What's My Role exhibit runs along the wall from left to right. What's My Role includes two glass display cases, the first about 5 feet to your right, and the second about 25 feet further along the exhibit. What's My Role begins with these words. The authority of the American government derives from we, the people. Each of us can contribute to decisions that determine the direction of our nation. If you want to participate in our democracy, there are many actions you can take. Voting is a key activity that determines who will make decisions on behalf of all Americans. You can also voice your opinions, advocate for policies, or run for office and become a decision maker yourself. You have a role to play in this democracy. Make your voice heard. Members of Congress want and expect to hear from you. Feedback from letters, phone calls, emails, and social media helps representatives and senators understand which issues are important to their constituents, the people they represent. The first display case contains petitions such as a petition from Kansas Farmer from 1890 supporting legislation that would impose taxes on those who speculated on the prices of farm products. The printed format of the petition indicates that the farmers were running an organized petition campaign. Other examples include a petition in support of the GI Bill and a petition from the Trades and Labor Assembly of Belleville. Petitions are one of the ways that constituents can tell their members of Congress what they want. On the wall is a listening station featuring different citizens' thoughts on voting. Text reads, "Your vote matters. By voting, you choose who represents you in Congress and can hold elected officials accountable." Voting takes on a slightly different meaning for everyone. Whatever the individual meaning, voting is an essential part of what it means to be an American citizen. This 1 minute and 35 second audio clip can be accessed by picking up a magnetized circular plastic speaker, about the size of a coffee cup, that is attached to the wall by a metal coil, and holding it near your ear. A black and white photo shows women surrounding a table where two women provide literature. Signs read, "Learn to vote" in Yiddish and English. Candidates for elected office and many independent organizations invest time and money into get-out-the-vote efforts. They understand that promoting an informed electorate is essential to a healthy democracy. Further to the right are two touchscreen displays titled, "Look up your members of Congress." Get in touch with Congress. There are many ways to get in touch with members of Congress. You do not have to be of voting age or a U.S. citizen to express your views to members of Congress. At this time, these do not have an accessible keyboard. Signs list more ways to share opinions with Congress: the press, town halls, social media, and telephone calls. Halfway down the wall, there are five panels that flip up that focus on petitions. The boards show a copy of an original petition with a topic such as Memorial for a Pacific Railroad, or Give Us Pure Lager Beer, followed by columns of signatures. Underneath each panel is more information about each petition. Continuing to the right along the wall is the second display case. Display text reads, "Get involved." There are many ways to leave your mark on Congress. You can influence policy decisions, urge representatives and senators to pass or oppose legislation, or work to get candidates elected. The case includes a campaign handbill for Representative Bella Abzug of New York that shows a black and white close-up of Abzug smiling and wearing a hat. Text reads, "This woman's place is in the House of Representatives, and Bella Abzug for Congress." By combining support for equal rights for women and opposition to the Vietnam War, Abzug won election to the House in 1970 and widened the possibilities of future congressional candidates. From the 1944 Re-Elect Claire Booth Luce for Representative in Congress campaign, an informational note card targeted voters from different parties. The message issued by independent voters for Luce implied that Luce enjoyed mass appeal outside of her own party. The next display is titled, "Run for Office." Have you considered running for office? There are many reasons why people choose to run. Some throw their hats in the ring to support or oppose a particular issue. Some run because of personal experiences or to seek solutions to the problems that they and their communities face. Running for office is hard work, but it offers the opportunity for you to make a difference in your community. A collection of black and white images include Senator John Glenn of Ohio, surrounded by microphones at a press conference, Senator Olympia Snowe of Maine, seated at a table in a diner, and Representative Ruth Hanna McCormick of Illinois on stage in 1928 during a barbecue and rally. The last stop in What's My Role is Advocate and Educate, which encourages you to get involved, advocate, coordinate, and testify. There is a wheel that can be turned using one of two handles. It displays opportunities to get involved with Congress, including as congressional staff, an intern, or a campaign volunteer. On the wall is a listening station on running for office. Pick up the handset to hear these members of Congress discuss why they ran for office in this 3-minute and 31-second perspective. This concludes What's My Role?